Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 104, Dreaming of a New Order. Been working on somehow creating an empowered new normal, given the ongoing COVID-19 waves, bad climate change news, and the tsunami of voices against racial injustice. Clearly, our mindset or mental framework in many ways determines what we see and how we experience it. And of course, what we expect to behold greatly influences what we do see. Our cultural narratives create beliefs that lead us to interpret what is in different ways. A good word for this phenomenon is conditioning. We all interact with and observe reality through the pinhole of our limiting beliefs. If one lived in the Middle Ages and heard voices, that might be considered a message from God. Nowadays, you'd head for a psychiatrist to get medicated. The Navy recently has made a move away from using the term UFO, instead preferring UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, an attempt to disconnect us from any ET mindset and simply call them what they are, something we don't understand and can't yet explain, without the need for any Hollywood alien embellishment. Another example of shifting perspectives, the whole concept of greenwashing, woke washing, wherein companies seek to score green points with hollow initiatives. An example might be a big grocery chain introducing an LGBT sandwich with rainbow boxes while still having enormous racial pay and management disparities. By the way, I'm told the lettuce, guacamole, bacon, and tomato combo is tasty. Enter the daydream. Mental health folks are clamoring about how, especially during times of high stress, our moods are lifted and our solace elevated by flights of fancy. Keeping our spirits aloft is sometimes no easy task, and daydreaming seems to be an inherent biological tool at our disposal. Daydreaming, however, tends to get a bad rap, often perceived, there is that word again, as some type of brain spam, a collection of uninvited and unwanted spare thoughts gambling through our consciousness, wreaking havoc on the Western cultural god of productive focus. So what is it? Useless frivolity or creative riffing? This is a planetary moment of great eco-anxiety, pandemic mania, and racial disparity reckoning. Like a child's perspective, everything seems both sacred and ordinary. I personally feel more deeply what is left unfulfilled, the urge to make something beautiful of my life and contribute to the well-being of others. The school of Saint Victor, think Paris in the 12th century, birthed many mystic pioneers, and the ancient monastic practice of dilatatio, elevatio, excessus, contemplation, elevation, and ecstasy. The mind wandering of creative daydreaming embodies those attributes quite nicely, besides being the compost that turns deep desires into future manifestations. The process has been described as limbering up the brain for better visualization prowess or enhanced generation of problem-solving solutions. Fantasies and daydreams are distinct, but share certain characteristics. We tend to keep them secret, often for fear of being judged, and we get no external validation for either process, although both can be self-soothing or arousing. Fantasies are the product of our own triggered imagination, while daydreams are a more spontaneous, idiosyncratic series of waking thoughts not connected to immediate reality. We might see someone driving a fancy motorcycle and have a common fantasy arise about what that might be like, or see a picture of someone and then fantasize about being with them. In contrast, we might have ongoing daydreams about desert islands, or penguins, or Sicilian pizza, totally unconnected to anything happening in our immediate environment. Suspending rationality, daydreams invite us to try on different costumes of an imagined future, sparking new ideas and options that might not arise in a jammed, overstuffed, scheduled day. Their fluid associations not only smooth out emotional upsets, but significantly support intentions not quite fully formulated. As such, they are to be cherished, another gift for harnessing the full power of our minds. I find this to be a useful practice. Pick an initial time period of a few hours, and during that interval, tune in and see each daydream fragment that arises as a teacher bearing an important offering. The challenge becomes to recognize the lesson and then to learn as much as we can from these brief excursions into an alternate reality. Our reveries can ignite within us our own Gloria, our Hallelujah, our great Yes. Not Bach's Magnificent Gloria in Excelsis Deo, but a similar uplifting inner acknowledgement of our own source. Perhaps even a bit of transverberation, our hearts and minds pierced by divine love and connectedness to all of life. David White speaks of it this way in his The Promises We Make, quote, "Make a place of prayer, no fuss, just lean into the white brilliance and say what you needed to say all along, nothing too much, words as simple and as yours and as heard as the bird song above your head or the river running gently beside you. Let your words join one to another the way stone nestles on stone, the way water just leaves and goes to the sea, the way your promise breathes and belongs with every other promise the world has ever made. Now leave them to go on. Let your words carry their own life without you. Let the promise go with the river. Have faith. Walk away." End quote. In my daydream-inspired new world order, I can see happy children, creative adults, and wisdom-bearing elders, each one appreciating, honoring, and respecting their earthly home. A planet at peace, more than enough to go around, and promises aplenty to make it so. Thanks again for listening, and remember, friends and family can easily sign up at myheartsongs.org. So pass on a referral.